on News Radio 740 KTRH.
All right, manufacturing. The numbers look pretty good. The Institute for Supply Management's July manufacturing gauge jumped to 55.6%. That is the fastest pace since May of 2022, seventh consecutive month of growth, according to the survey. Any score above 50 represents growth, while below 50 indicates contraction. So we have not had any contraction in manufacturing for quite some time. Lance Thirlkill joins us, CEO at All Metals Fabricating. What's your business looking like these days, Lance?
Hey, thanks for having me. Business is good. We're trending a little bit behind stats of last month. You know, we were trending just above the previous year, 2025. And last year we had a little bit slower of a month, which is not uncommon. July, August are often slow times just in manufacturing, just depending on what industry you're serving. We're still optimistic, having a good year. Should be close to what we did last year. Hopefully have a big push here from some data center companies in the last two quarters and actually beat last year.
Okay, now you mentioned data companies. We're told that this manufacturing activity in July that was pretty high had a lot to do with AI infrastructure. Are you finding that you're doing a lot of fabricating for that world?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, the biggest kind of drivers in manufacturing success right now, a lot is data centers. And when you talk about data centers, it's really power delivery. So delivering power, which, you know, we had Governor Abbott pause any future permitting on data centers in Texas yesterday because of the demands on power. But so all these data centers require one, you know, they have brackets and shelves and racks and different things that require manufacturing. But also switchgear. And so low and medium voltage switchgear, high voltage switchgear, all of that stuff is one required at data centers. And then also, our grid does not have enough power to really supply this. So you're also a lot of money going into updating the grid, not just in Texas, but nationwide.
You must have some mixed emotions about the governor's decision to put a pause on all this, though. That's not good for your business, is it?
You nailed it. It's what's good for the greater people, but mixed emotions was exactly right. I think it's the right move. What he's really just putting pause. I mean, we can't build these data centers. We can't build any of it fast enough. I mean, the amount of permits that are already approved was like five times what the peak of the grid right now. So it's substantial. And so it's the right move. But and you've got a lot of people out there applying for permits that aren't real. So all in all, I think I did have mixed emotions. But yes, sir, I think it is the right move.
Okay.
For now.
What does the future look like for your business here? Where are areas that you think there's growth for manufacturing here in the greater Houston area?
Yeah. So what we're seeing, I mean, nationwide, but, you know, Texas is a huge manufacturing hub, of course. We're seeing a lot of money, both, you know, private and public, being pumped into defense. And so you're seeing, for the first time in history, really, that I'm aware of, venture capital, like companies raising venture capital, you know, size deals. There's a recent company that just raised, I think, $250 million. So a lot of that is going into the defense industry, and a lot of money getting pumped into deep tech, which is essentially really deep technology that is revolves around the safety and security and future stability of our country. And so a lot of money get pumped into that. So if you're in data centers, if you're in defense, you're doing pretty good right now.
Okay. Interesting stuff. Thanks, Lance. Appreciate your time this morning. CEO of All Metals Fabricating, that's Lance Thirlkill.